brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Nico Lukoff.
I'm Justin Hicks.
I'm Skippy Rose.
And this is Creativity Wasted. So I had the idea a few weeks ago, wondering, like, because there's all these VR stuff happening, like, has there been any technological increase in, like, roller coasters in theme parks? Like, so I started Googling around, and there's a couple, there's one drop tower somewhere, like in Germany or something, where you put on a VR headset, and there's, like, a game controller in the headset, and you're, like, shooting at fake things by pressing the button on the headset.
Cool.
And then there's a roller coaster somewhere, not like a Disney or Six Flags or anything I'd heard of, but somewhere where you have VR headset on. But one of the complaints on the YouTube video where I saw that was that there was only one VR video and they wanted to mix it up and see different things each time they ride the ride. And that gave me the idea of what I think would be the perfect roller coaster. I would call it the reprogrammable roller coaster, but what it would be it wouldn't actually be reprogrammable. So there would be one really long roller coaster track, but so the thing that you sit in would go all the way around in a circle, but it would be divided into five separate rides. So you wouldn't go all the way around the circle, you'd go like one fifth of the way. And so what would happen is there would be five different rides for the same coaster. So like one would be like Wild West theme, one would be space themed, one would be jungle themed, whatever. And all the lines would like mix up like as you're waiting in line. So you wouldn't know, like let's say the first segment has two loops, the second segment has three loops. You wouldn't know when you walked up to the line for the jungle one whether it would have two loops or three loops or the big hill or the littler hill. So it would be a surprise.
That's cool.
Like move the track so you can create different layouts and stuff like that?
No, the track never moves.
Oh, okay.
Like the, but like railways and how they go left or right when there's a fork. You know what I mean?
None of that either.
Okay.
Just one track that it always goes down, but you only go one fifth of the way, and you don't know which one you're gonna be on, and it would probably be like indoors or like in a separate spot, so you couldn't guess because they're all like intermixed, all the different segments. It's looping around. The whole idea is it's not actually reprogrammable, but it's unpredictable because you don't know which segment you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And also I thought you could maybe not reprogram the track, but you could have like effects. Like it could have these certain areas where it stops and it, a water thing comes or like a show with like things popping up or like a hologram snake coming down and lunging at you. And like that would all be reprogrammable, maybe even the speed that it goes up the hills and like and all the sound effects and things with it. So the idea would be that it would be almost impossible to figure out what's going to happen next between the delays and not knowing what track you're on and the fact that there's or segment of the track you're on and that there's five different ones and the timing is changing like each time they refresh the ride with like a new theme or whatever. And it doesn't have to be like the tallest coaster in the world or like the fastest. It's all about unpredictability, element of surprise. Every year when you come to Cedar Point or whatever, all five of them will feel different and you're not going to know. It's going to feel fresh and new every time.
Yeah, I like that because that is one of the thing about roller coasters especially is you do lose that kind of feeling you get from like the big drops or turns or whatever after you've ridden the rides a couple times. So not knowing when they're coming up or what's going to happen, that's going to bring a lot of that like like when you're driving in the car and you hit a bump and your stomach drops real fast. Be a lot more like that, I feel like. You could even add, like, if it's interactive, do like a shooting game, shoot aliens or something like that, get scores from it, and that'll keep you a little more distracted to add more to the drops and the turns and stuff like that. Don't even see them coming.
Yeah, I like the idea of adding tech, but all the tech doesn't have to do with how the actual coaster works. It's all like
what you're shows
and like maybe because like the Apple Vision Pro, you can like pinch with your hand. So maybe you could finger gun and not have to actually carry a plastic gun.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't actually wear the VR headset. Maybe it's all holograms and like all of this stuff that goes along with it changes. But the actual $200 million or whatever it costs to build the thing, the actual coaster is always the same. Just everything else. Maybe they could even make it so like modular, configurable. You could just upload a program and boom, it's changed.
Yeah.
Like, all of the other stuff. Like 1 second it's jungle theme, next second it's space theme. Like totally reprogrammable.
I could see kids riding it over and over and over again because they wanted to see a very specific thing that they saw on like the YouTube walkthrough.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Because they're like, no, if we just ride it like five more times, it's bound to happen. It's like, oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, you got to come back next year to see if you can remember the feeling of that 200-foot drop this way, or did they change this that way or whatever? Like, that would be...
Then yeah. It breaks down.
Yeah, that's one risk is because the way I saw it, there's one coaster that's used for five rides. And so it breaks down, they're all five SOM. But the idea is that it's not pushing technical boundaries. It's not like the fastest coaster. It's not like the tallest coaster. So hopefully they can make it reliable.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, you definitely don't need it as much when you don't know what's coming up next because those drops will get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my wife just got back from Disneyland. She went on a trip with some friends, and it's just like that's just so much of their stuff where like you know, they redo a ride that like I know you're not doing the exact same thing as Disneyland, but like and it changes everything just by changing some of the tech and the stuff that you look at. But that combined with some of those other things you're talking about is super cool.
Oh yeah, because even the most crazy coasters, once you've done it once, you're like, like even Top Thrill Dragster, like I did it twice and I'm like, not worth the long line kind of a thing. It's like it's cool.
Didn't they shut that one down because a bolt fell off and like killed somebody?
Landed on some lady's head. I think she lived.
Oh.
I think it just gave her a nasty gash like in the top of her head or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is my own force still going?
I believe so. They're doing something with the dragster. They're changing it up. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but like I think they added to where it goes backwards now and then shoots you up, but I have no idea.
Magnum is always my favorite coaster.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Line's never that long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can just keep going.
The Maverick, solid. I like that one a lot with all the turns and back and forth.
It's super comfy, too. They got the cushiony straps.
And it's smooth. It is such a smooth ride.
Yep, no whiplash.
Ugh.
I haven't been to Cedar Point in a long time. When I first got out of college, I had a friend who had a gastric bypass surgery. He was always like huge, like too fat to ride the rides. And then in his like mid to late 20s, he lost enough weight where he could ride the rides. And every fucking year he wanted to go.
Don't blame him. After. Yeah.
I've never been there. Now I just looked it up. I gotta.
I gotta go.
New to the state. Sounds awesome.
Oh, absolutely!
It's a blast.
Yeah.
And it's not a super far drive. What, like 2.5-3 hours, depending on where you're at in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, from where I'm at now, I moved in with family here. It's a haul, like 4 or 5 hours. But from Detroit area, it's not that far.
There's Michigan Adventure out there, out your way.
Yeah.
Definitely not a super point.
I was like 12, but I don't see need to ever go again when you can go to Cedar Point.
Yeah. There's Mike's down there too, so you can make it a 2-for trip.
In Sandusky or Toledo?
Well, you can hit Toledo. I'm sure Sandusky has something, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how big that city is. I've literally only been there for Cedar Point.
I've only heard about it in Tommy Boy. So
I've only done comedy in Toledo, but Ohio is one of those states where there's like several decent sized cities, like Cincinnati and whatever.
Columbus.
There's like five big enough cities where there could be comedy.
Unusually. Not a whole lot in between.
But yeah, with the coaster thing, I like the idea too of like, okay, you have a jungle themed one and you do that for a while. It's got like two loops and then maybe you move it to a different segment, like without telling anybody. So the next time they ride it, there's an extra loop and they're not expecting it.
Oh, you know? That would be cool.
And then I like the idea of like special occasions because it's one, remember, it's one long track. So instead of having five rides using that, you could have like four and have one as a surprise be like twice as long, like use two of the five segments.
Yeah.
People are thinking it's going to be over and it just keeps going for an extra 2 minutes, you know, like as a bonus.
I don't know. I just thought there could be special days of the week where they do that, like on days that are slower for the park, they can advertise that that's longer or whatever.
That or, yeah, people just don't know what's coming. They think they're going back to get off the ride and they hit another hill.
What if it was like if you knew you were on that time that, like, there's just one time that it runs the entire thing?
Yeah.
And you just know when that happens, you won $1 million or like something nuts. Wouldn't that be just the coolest thing to just be like on that ride, knowing that, having that exciting moment with everyone around you and you're just flipping out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how the screens change to like just money falling down and stuff for the rest of the ride.
I could see people doing proposals if that was an option.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could totally see people running that.
On this one in particular, or just any roller coaster?
No, on that one in particular, right? Because if you're the whole idea is they're always changing and you can change the theme, right? And there's five things, so you would only have to have one of them down for commission for like a little bit. And then the way that they do the random lines, right? And just make sure that they go like that one line that's going to go to that segment or whatever.
Oh, so they're not just proposing like without telling the park. The park is doing a special proposal themed ride.
Yeah, it would be a fee, a hefty fee, but people would do it. I'm sure.
It looks like our first restaurant or, you know.
That would be cool. That's cute. Yeah. That would be
really cool.
Have like a slideshow of pictures of you guys together and shit.
No. She has to say I do as you're plunging.
She says no.
I do.
Oh, man. She pukes.
I don't know what happens, but
that would be funny. Just passes out.
I do that on coasters sometimes. I have to be careful.
Puke or pass out or
pass out and it freaks out the person next to me. They're not expecting it.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm like...
Like for minutes?
Oh, yeah. Like whole minutes of the ride. Because, yeah, when you know, when you get scared, sometimes you do play possum a little bit. And apparently that's a defense mechanism that I have.
You're like one of those fainting goats.
That's a normal thing, but I don't think it is.
Oh, no? Yeah.
I think you should avoid roller coasters, to be honest.
It hasn't happened to me in a while, but it's happened to me a few times, and it freaked out my mom the first time it happened.
Oh my god! If we're on a ride, one of my kids just was like asleep.
Well, he thought I was dreaming, and then I was out. Kind of
thing. Do you also pass out like in other life situations out of fear?
Yeah. When I was younger, I had
like an open mic. You're not prepared for it, just down you go.
No, it has to be like mortal peril. It can't just be
just emotional.
You don't feel that on stage, that mortal peril? No, definitely the first time I did.
I almost passed out in college. I went to an engineering college and they make you do a bunch of different things and we had to do like with the molten metal, I forget what it's called. I didn't go into that area of work, obviously. Like for welding or whatever, they had like this molten thing of metal, and I was so nervous I almost passed out. They said that one or two people every year do that,
and oh, really?
I was the cowardly one. Me and a girl, another girl, almost passed out too. Me and one of the 15% of girls in the engineering
college. I was going to say how many. I did like, engineering school was weird for that. You'd like, I think I graduated, and this was at State. I think in my electrical class, there was like 6 girls that also walked, and most of them were foreign exchange students.
Oh, walk like graduated. I was like, walk, yeah, like they quit.
No, like went across the stage, like, you know, assumed that there was very few, but to actually like be there and like, yeah, only count like on your hand how many girls, you're like, that's insane. After that big of a school.
You need enough.
Yeah.
But any last thoughts on the roller coaster idea? Programmable roller coaster, I was going to call it, but this probably could come up with a better name if we had time.
I guess kind of, if modular isn't really the word for it.
Surprise roller coaster.
The mystery coaster.
Mystery coaster.
Surprise coaster.
Yeah. Wonder coaster.
Ever changing, something like that. Like a mystery coaster is close, but maybe there's a...
Well, there's a better name.
Something with infinity in it, or something that might mean infinity, just because you're like, want the possibilities, and it could be anything.
Yeah.
Any shows you guys want to plug, or podcasts, or anything you want to mention?
I have Mitchell's Pub out in Weberville. We got a show at 7 p.m. the first Thursday of every month, April 13th in New Lothrop. I'm hosting an event at a Rustic Meadows reception hall.
Where are those, like south of Lansing-ish?
New Lothrop is like between Owosso and Flint, I believe. So like north of 69 out towards Flint area. And then Weberville is Mitchell's Pub. That's about a half hour east of Lansing.
Only show I got up next is Comedy at the Creek. Haven't done that yet. Jason Pierpoint puts that on. Looks like a really awesome show. I'm pretty excited. Awesome.
Are you on for March?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you there then. I'm on that one too.
I got an embarrassing storytelling show on the 9th.
Is that Planet Ant?
No, that's at the Windsor Comedy Club. And then March 15th, I'm doing, if you follow Doomvana or Cult Doom, she's doing this like whole, it's basically like there's going to be dominatrixes, pole dancers, burlesque dancers, and then just one stand-up comedian, which is me. There's like this huge list of performers. which is cool. She's like, you want to do 20? I'm like, absolutely. So that's a really cool event. Just if you want a variety show, and that's going to be in the Detroit area, you can check out my page, Skippy Rose Comedy, for the details on that. I would encourage everyone to check out my web comedy series, How Did I Get Into This. You can look it up on YouTube. It's also posted to my page, but I'm really proud of the sketches. So, yeah.
Cool. I have a thing called Gaming McFitness, a Twitch channel where I build video game controllers into fitness machines and then play games on them.
That's cool.
Thanks.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.